Right, so let's start this exercise out by just inviting the attention inward and taking a few deep breaths. And just noticing that there's some kind of awareness or observer self here that can notice the inhale and the exhale. Like we can be aware of physical sensations and physical movements. And so just taking some deeper breaths. There's a you here that can notice the breath. Some kind of observer self or you here that can hear these words that I'm saying right now. It can kind of catch the gaps between the words. And noticing the sound, and noticing the space between the sounds. Yeah, there's some kind of intelligence in us or something, like an awareness or an observer self. That's just registering all of our life experiences as things come and go and change. And that aspect of you doesn't change. Like it was there when you learned to ride a bike, when you graduated from college. When you opened a present this past holiday, there's some kind of continuous notice yourself that's registering and noticing all these life experiences. Some aspect of you that doesn't come and go. Kind of like a deeper, wiser self, maybe the ground of being. And from the self, you can notice sensations in the hands right now. And just notice if there's any emotions in the throat or the chest or the belly. And you can kind of do this from this observer perspective. Notice how active and busy the energy is in the body, or if it's more calm and serene. Notice if the thoughts are racing right now, or they're coming at a slower pace. There's some kind of backdrop of you, like your sky-like self. You can be aware of your life experiences. Aware of emotions or moods. Aware of thoughts. Sometimes it gets sucked into emotions and moods, but Just as soon as you remember, there's always this sky-like self back there, like this ground of being that you can return to. It just gets occluded sometimes when the weather patterns are too strong. But in any moment, there is a deeper, wiser self at the depth of you. It's kind of your grounded essence, maybe like a spiritual self. Sometimes you can't quite feel her or connect with her, but she's there. And so just relaxing back, just kind of sensing your goodness, your heart. Your beingness, your wisdom. And to just give yourself permission to reside as the self more and more, to prioritize her more and more. As we do that, she'll be able to be more present in the high intensity moments. And so just familiarizing yourself with this ground of being. Just sensing the breath. Noticing sounds. Noticing emotions and thoughts. In any moment, there's this more expansive self at the backdrop here. It's kind of a non-thinking self. It's more like awareness, love. Your sky-like self. And just noticing maybe some telltale signs of residing more as the sky-like self, so that you can touch back into her here and there throughout your day. And now we're coming to the end of this exercise. And so it's keeping some connection with this larger ground of being that's broader than thoughts and emotions. Just kind of staying connected to this whole landscape of you as you now go forward into your next life situation.